Saute the onions, grill some chicken. The taste buds ours, our finger licking. Tune them in now, give a listen. 'Cause the taste buds really know what they are dishing. Sunday mornings from 10 to noon, the taste buds hours are in your room. Tune them in now, give a listen. 'Cause the taste buds really know what they are dishing.
Aww, isn't that cute? Welcome back. Food for Thought with the Taste Buds. I'm Carol.
And I'm Michelle.
We are at the top of the hour already. Time flies by when you're having fun. And coming up, we will be doing our dining adventure brought to you by the Village Trestle. And then very soon, we'll be hearing from Rick LeMay of LeMay's Beef over in Goffstown and the fundraiser that the Village Trestle is putting on for them. So, Michelle, you are going to, you have some.
We have a couple of
business
things
to take care of.
Business to take care of. The first thing is give us a call, 866-823-1077. And our trivia for today is, what was the first giant balloon featured at the Macy's Thanksgiving Day Parade? The very first one they flew in the air in New York City. 866-823-1077. We have great prizes.
What is the answer to last week's?
Last week's trivia was which president was the first to publicly pardon a live holiday turkey? And it was George H.W. Bush, because his sons wanted to keep it as a pet. That was in 1989, and it's gone on from
89.
There.
Yeah, that was his younger son, especially Neil.
Yeah.
The youngest.
Pretty cool.
You don't hear a Neil.
All right. And today, here's the latest forecast from NH1.com.
Michelle's favorite part of the show.
Isn't it nice and warm out today? Rainy and breezy into the early afternoon. High near 54, imagine. Tonight, clear and windy. And I think a little bit more windy than they want it to be. Low around 28. Tomorrow, increasing clouds throughout the day. High near 38. Tomorrow night, partly to mostly cloudy. Low around 28. When are we going to see the sun? Tuesday, mostly sunny. High near 54. For the latest anytime, go to NH1.com. And our weather is brought to you by R&T Electric since 1972. Your home for all your electric and generator needs in case that wind blows out your electricity.
Call R&T Electric.
R&T Electric.
All right. Good job, Michelle.
Thank
You're getting
you.
Better each week. Can't wait till you're standing in front of the green screen. That'll
I think
be
she's
going
to try to
awesome.
Sing it next time.
Right?
No.
And then she'll have her little pointer.
And
I'm telling you, that's her dream. I can tell. Okay, listeners, we are going to do our dining adventure brought to you by the Village Trestle. You can check them out on the web at villagetrestle.com. You can also like them on Facebook. And if you go on their Facebook page, I know, as you know, Daryl and I kind of frequent there, and I've been going a couple times for lunch with a couple of my girlfriends, and I love going right to their Facebook page and finding out their daily specials. So you can do that, and they'll tell you exactly what they're going to have that day. And yes, they're your friendly neighborhood tavern. Okay, our dining adventure today is Daryl and I last week. I know we talked about it last week, but we actually were able to taste the food is Hop and Grind over in Durham. I believe Dad's going to take a trip this week to go check out Hop and Grind.
All right.
And all I can tell you, you walk in the door pretty much just like Bobby said. I'm not even quite sure how to. It's retro. It's very retro. When you walk in, right, and I notice this like right away. Right when you walk in to the left, there is this. It's like you know what it is, actually. It's like bolted to the wall, and it's with their menus in it. Remember the old refrigerators? Okay.
Yeah.
The old refrigerator.
Yeah. Yeah, I know.
The veggie crisper draw. Okay.
Yeah.
That is bolted to the wall, and that is what the menus are in.
Oh,
it is
that's
so
cool.
It's all retro like that.
Wow.
It's really, they took a lot of time and thought everything out.
Yeah.
I mean, everywhere you look, it's There's like something to see.
Thinking outside of the box.
Yes, very much outside of the box.
I guess. No,
and it is a place. It's a casual place. And you do go up to the register and order. And then they give you, babe, what are those? What was that thing that they gave us so they knew where we were sitting? What is that called? At Hop and Grind. What is it called?
A gaming console, cartridge.
An old game cartridge.
Oh my
God. A Nintendo. That's what it was. Nintendo game cartridge. And it's funny because, you know, they're it's old.
Yeah.
And they have like they put little suction cups on the bottom and they kind of spray painted it a little. So when you go sit down, you just suction cup it to your your table where you sit.
Cool.
Yeah, right.
It's really cool.
Very good.
And I had the Parma Sutra burger. You can choose from beef burgers, pork burgers, or beef, chicken, and pork. There we go. And I had the Parma Sutra, which, you know, and all the burgers, kind of cool, are all square. You know, they're all he must have like a something that he makes the square. Hmm. I mean, they're definitely not frozen, not anything like that. They're all hormone-free and all that. And the prices, I have to say, they have a regular burger. It's with lettuce, tomato, and mayo for $5.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
That's $5.
I know. I thought you told me that. I can't believe it.
Yeah. But the Parma Sutra one, and it had a piece of fried mozzarella on it.
Oh.
It literally, like the burger is infused with sauce and onions.
Oh.
And
yeah, right.
It tasted just like I was biting into a chicken parmesan.
Wow.
Like literally.
That's cool.
It was just you're biting right into a chicken parmesan. It's amazing. You know, like Bobby explained, each burger is like their own entity.
Right.
And that's you. You pick what you want. Daryl got the beast mode burger, and that was a double burger. It had fried crispy onion rings on it, homemade onion rings. Like, it really good. Really, really good. It was delicious. And then, of course, you know, when Bobby talked about the chicken fried mac and cheese, I'm like, I need to try that. So we got a side of that. Amazing.
Yeah,
you know, I mean, homemade mac and cheese and they're like little patties. And then I'm not sure what he had on the bottom of that plate, but it was crazy. It was like a cheese sauce. It had all kinds of, it was kind of whitish, creamy color. And it had all kinds of... like, it must be herbs in there or something, because there was all speckles in it. And, oh, my gosh. At first, it really didn't kind of look like cheese, but it was cheese.
Yep. Yeah. That sounds very good.
Yeah. And the mac and cheese was like a yellow mac and cheese. So,
nice.
Yeah. Really, really good. All kinds of burgers and, you know, a casual place.
Right.
I mean, I think that he's going to do great there with UNH there.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, so the kids are going to definitely.
It.
And they serve beer and wine. They don't have liquor. They do serve beer and wine. And we always sit at the bar when we go places. And you should see what they did at the bar. The beer spigots are old beer cans, right? Wasn't that what it was? Beer cans. Beer cans. Like Schlitz, PBR.
Paps,
Blue Ribbon. Well, PBR, yeah. And they were like in a, he housed them in an old cooler, like an old retro cooler.
Wow.
So there's like four or five coolers across the bar.
Yeah,
and then they pull the taps like that. Just really, really funky and really cool. And it was really cool. He had a lot of people there that night, friends and family, and he had a couple people from Diners, Drive-Ins, and Dives fly in for this. So we had a little Diners, Drive-Ins, and Dives reunion. We got a picture of five of us all together. And yeah, it was really fun. And then, of course, Bobby's been on Triple G, which is Guy's Grocery Games, and a couple of his people from there were just really fun, very fun. I'm happy for him, and he's all excited. So that was our dining adventure.
Sounds like fun. We need to take a trip.
Yes.
Get a burger.
I know.
Yes.
It is.
How's your original mac and cheese doing at the Red Arrow, by the way? That I'm sure everybody's loving it. Well, Carol is busy with that. So I'm going to repeat
trivia. What did you just say about Red Arrow? What, Dad,
how,
what,
no, the how
original
it,
mac
how
and
it
cheese
going?
Back on
your
the
original.
Shelf.
The original. Are you kidding? It's
flying, I'm sure.
It is. It's, yes, it's very popular. Yeah. They like it much better.
Yeah.
They've gotten good response.
Good.
And another thing that I didn't mention when Riley was here in the studio, and I can't believe if I don't write things down, it's just, I forget. And I had forgotten to write it down. But I did meet with Jessica, her mom, who is the president of YWCA, mm-hmm. president and CEO of YWCA. So I went and met with her this week, and I let her know the good news that Riley is going to be on our menu.
Oh,
so
nice.
So when we redo that page, we kind of mm-hmm. do page by page yep. when we do them.
Oh, that's great. You have a lot of kids on there, so that's great.
Yeah, it's cool.
Family,
it's fun.
And stuff.
Fun. Yes, family and friends.
Yep. Yep. All right. So 866-823-1077. Hey, just call and say hi to us. Don't forget, wish Carol a happy birthday. And our trivia for this week is, what was the first giant balloon featured at the Macy's Thanksgiving Parade? 866-823-1077. I actually was in Hannaford yesterday. They did this trivia and I got the prize because I knew the answer. So give us a call.
Give us a call. All right. I got it all under control here. We're all good. So, So Dad, what are you experimenting with? We'll do that. We're going to take a break.
I have had when my working in sheet metal work years and years ago, and I always wanted to do it again. It's really nothing unbelievable. I'll tell you that next time I'm on, how it comes out. But no, this morning I said, I'm going to make something different today. Now, I know there's a lot of ingredients in there that Diane don't like. So I did it anyways. I started with taking celery, sliced it very thin. So that's part of it. And then I took a sweet onion and diced that the same way. Sauteed it in a little bit of EVOO. Got it just the way I want. Reserved it. Then I took a pound of hamburg, 85-15, because I didn't want it to be too greasy. But I cooked that off real well and took the grease off of it. It's really grease. Got rid of that, reserved it. And then I started with, the next step was 2 cans of the petite chicken, meaning there's not much juice, 2 of them. And I put 1 can of puree, 1. And this is the mix. They make a broccoli mix. It's that, like, that little thin spaghetti. You can use it for col or you can put it for soups. Hmm. That went in there. And,
oh, like the broccoli. Yeah, I love those things.
Well, this went into the red.
Broccoli or zucchini?
It's a mix. It still works because it's a vegetable.
Yeah, yeah.
And the pasta that I've had like that was the same way. And then the mixed beans, the beans for soups, the dry beans, I just put, not much because Diane don't like that. So I just put maybe 3 tablespoons of beans. And the beauty about it, and really the original recipe is supposed to put in that vertadina pasta, the little circles, not circles, but it's like a penny, but very short.
Oh.
Yeah, you put that in there. And you can have it that, and I took a chicken breast, sauteed that too, and I put that in there with it. I like that. If someone wants chicken or the ground meat and the pasta.
Ooh.
Now you can have it that way on angel hair pasta. Hold back the vertadini, or you can add some more chicken stock and have it for a hearty soup.
Yeah. Yum.
And the flavor is
so you're making that today.
Yeah. Flavor is outstanding. You can't win.
I think it should have been done before the show and you should have brought some samples.
You should be doing that. Exactly right. I don't know if it's the bean that just brings it different. I don't know. It's just great.
It is different.
I can't wait to try it.
Yeah.
So it's there. Chef Diane is watching, hovering over it right now. I says, don't put too much chicken stock in it.
Don't touch it.
But you know, that's the beauty of it. You can bring it to the consistency you want. Yeah. You know? And
right.
That's my little thing for today.
Yeah.
Cool.
Carol, you need to give us your stuffing recipe. You have the best meat stuffing recipe.
I don't even really know how I started doing that. Actually, I do know. It was Kevin.
Yeah. Mm.
You take it's so easy, and people think it's very, very easy. But you know, I always use ground pork. So you first, you know, saute some onion and some celery. I always saute onion and celery, and then add your ground pork, salt, and pepper. That's pretty much it. And as I'm doing that, I start making my is it Stouffer stuffing?
Yeah.
Is that what it's called? Stouffer, right?
I've got it right here.
Stouffer turkey stuffing. Yeah.
Yep.
So in another pot, I make my stuffing. Now, I don't follow the directions. I never use water. Mm-hmm. I always use turkey broth.
Yeah. Right.
It just gives it that much more flavor. So, you know, I pretty much pour broth in a pot, and then because you know, usually cooking for a few people. So, depending on how much you're cooking for, make that much stuffing. And when you're done your stuffing, by that point your pork should be all sautéed and all cooked with the onions and the celery. And then I basically just take that and I add it right into the stuffing. And I do use a lot of that, the juice from the pork and stuff. Mm-hmm. I add that right into the stuffing. And you want it usually, you know, I always have like my box of my turkey broth. That's my favorite broth of
I buy
choice,
it by the case now.
From the year round. Oh, do you?
They have it by the case.
Turkey broth?
Turkey or chicken?
So good.
Yeah. Usually you can't find turkey, but lately you've been able to find it.
Yep. It was good to always have it in the house.
It's year round in my house.
Yeah, right. Same with me.
And then you might need to add more broth to it because you want it, you know.
You want to keep it moist.
Yeah, and keep it moist. Exactly. Mm-hmm. And then, like I said earlier, when I do make my gravy, I always take a nice
some
big
of that.
Spoon of that and throw it in my gravy. Mm-hmm. It just gives it, you know. And that's it. They bake it in the oven.
Good.
That is it.
Anybody wants that recipe, Carol, I have it here and I can just email it to anybody.
There you go.
I mean, I have it all here. It's Carol basically started it and that's what I keep using. Yep. It's one of the best.
Yeah, it's good.
So
it's
delicious. It's in my little repertoire here.
So bake at 350, how long?
You know, don't have a real...
what do you mean bake at 350?
Well, I put it in the oven after.
35 minutes.
And then what I do
the same
cover
thing.
It when I put it in.
That's right.
Oh, okay.
And there and isn't it really... It's all cooked.
And it gets crusty. Right. It's very important.
I do cover it when I first put it in, because usually I got a bunch of stuff going.
And that 35 minutes just gets a little crust
well,
on it.
Well, at the end, I take the tin foil off.
I add a couple dollops of butter to that. And it's don't have to be a lot. It's just that little buttery flavor. That you have it right on the nose, but I have it right to the teeth for somebody who wants to try it.
But take the tinfoil off at the end, and it gets it nice and browned up on the top.
It sounds complicated, but it is not.
So easy. So easy. And you know, listeners, when I do my turkey dinner, this year, we're smoking our turkey. I believe we did that last year. Smoking the turkey. Daryl's going to smoke it the day before. And I wake up that morning, and right away, I will start all my potatoes, my squash. I get it all done. Like, I am done by usually 10:30 in the morning. Yep. And what I do, I put my already done mashed potatoes, I put them in a bowl, like a nice serving bowl that I'm going to use. And I cover it with saran wrap. I put a little dollop of butter right on the top. And they all, that, my squash, my gravy, stuffing is getting ready to get put back into the oven, you know, later. And I keep it all on the stove. And then when it's time to eat, I zap them in the microwave.
Right.
And you don't have to do them long because they're sitting on the stove. And, you know, it's from just a few, you know, a couple hours ago, depending on when you're having dinner. Right. And that way, when my company comes, I can enjoy my company. Yep. All my dishes are done. Everything, you know, is right there. Yep. With that being said, we need to go on a short break. And when we come back, we will be joined with Rick LeMay of LeMay's Beef. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Food for Thought returns after these messages on 107.7 The Pulse.
Welcome back. Food for Thought with the Taste Buds, Carol and Michelle. Dad is in the house, and we're having a fun show. And I want to welcome on our next guest. I went and met Rick. We're going to welcome on Rick LeMay of LeMay's Beef. Hi, Rick.
Hi, good morning.
How are you doing?
Doing fine.
Good. Good. Listeners, I went to visit Rick over at LeMay's Beef, and he gave me a tour. I'm not sure if all the listeners may know, but they had a terrible fire about a month ago, 3 weeks,
September, I think.
When was that, Rick?
October 6th.
Oh.
Oh, okay. So a little over a month. Yeah. Okay. And so let's talk about LeMay's beef. You know, when we started, well, when that happened, I mean, you know, everybody was, I mean, you guys are a landmark. You've been around for many, many years in the family. And I was so happy on Wednesday too to meet your mom and dad, because my dad knows your mom and dad, so it was nice to finally put a face to the name. I had been in and I had never met them before, so that was really, really nice.
I'm sure many stories to go along with it.
Square yeah. dancing.
Yes. Did you hear that?
Yes.
Go ahead.
Many years of that, I'm sure.
Many years. He's still doing it, I understand, a little bit.
No.
Yeah. No, he told me that was recent. He had gone.
Be surprised what he's still doing today. Yeah.
So tell us, you know, what happened, what is going on now, and then we'll talk a little bit about, I actually have someone that's helping run the fundraiser. We'll be giving a call in. Talking about it. So let us know what is happening right now at LeMay's Beef, and you know that you are still open, and you know, give us the scoop.
We are. Yeah, fortunately that the retail store that's adjacent to the building hadn't been affected by the fire much at all. It was very minimal damage that we were able to get the store back up and running at the beginning of November, so that we could accommodate at least the local people that have been dying to come back in and purchase meat. Of course, we have Thanksgiving coming up, and we're planning on, you know, getting the turkeys ready for Thanksgiving as well. I didn't want to name and own a whole bunch of turkeys after right. Thanksgiving. So we're getting things together for obviously the holiday. We're doing we're back to doing some custom slaughter and processing. And we're accommodating for the game season as well that's amongst us now. So processing deer and whatever game that's harvested here in the state, so we can get the customers taken care of, so they're not scrambling for a place to get their meat.
Yeah, it's a very good thing to know. Yeah.
Yeah, let listeners know that. And, tell them about your makeshift, you know, what you've done. I mean, you had to buy a couple trailers and, set that up.
They manufacture a mobile slaughtering processing units out of tractor trailer bodies. Hmm. We were unable to achieve getting something already pre-made for us on a spur of the moment. It's something that's usually custom built and takes months to produce, and they're really expensive. So we were able to get a hold of some tractor trailer bodies that we were able to retrofit for a processing unit ourselves. So we actually made one to accommodate for the immediate season. So we've got a couple tractor trailers, one for a cooler to store product in, so we can still accommodate the aging process. That red meat usually is nice to have and process and then freeze. So we got three tractor trailer bodies set up, and we're just working via mobile processing unit.
Wow.
I got the tour.
I'll tell you. Rick, that's
so
bouncing,
cool.
Bouncing back. Very nice.
Well,
very nice.
It's the season for the hunters nobody's able to change it, so we had to accommodate the best we can in a speedy manner.
Right.
So if we can at least accommodate the hunters, and it went so well, and we're able to put it together in such a quick fashion that we were able to call amongst a lot of our customers who were waiting to get pigs and lambs and so forth harvested for this time of year that they were waiting to get in, and accommodate them as well, at least some of them.
Right. Tell them about your what you set up outside for when the hunters come in with their deer.
Well, our steaming area, as most of our customers are aware of, with the slaughter facility, it had a place to come inside and skin and get things ready, then put them into the cooler and so forth. So a good friend of mine come over, and We were skinning outside and getting the deer so that we can get them immediately into the coolers. It was a little primitive at the very get-go. A friend of mine came over. He was very handy with construction work and so forth. He put us together a skinning post, I guess, as you will. So it's designed in such a way that we can put up a couple electric hoists and accommodate the skinning process outside, and we get ourselves an area with a tent that we can receive the animals and an outdoor wood stove so people can stay warm.
It's so cool.
I think it's great.
Almost like going Christmas tree shopping.
Oh my goodness.
It's true.
But people can watch you actually skin and clean and all that stuff to the animals.
That.
Wow.
I saw it. I saw little deer all over the place.
Oh.
Very nice.
And then and then his dad, Mr. LeMay, was I said to Rick, I said, What is your dad doing right now? And what was he doing, Rick? With the antlers.
What was that?
It was with the antlers. He was under the canopy and
he's harvesting the capes for those who are having taxidermy work.
Oh, right.
So he's doing all the fine tuning of removing the skull and antlers from the actual hide so they can prepare the hide for the taxidermist.
Wow.
Yeah, amazing. Really, I mean,
he's really good at the intricate stuff, and it's kind of nice to set him up. Of course, the wood stove's nice. You get a little area all perched up so it can stay warm as well, even though we're working outside.
All right, with the wood stove and
so
everything.
So really, the fire, this is Michelle talking, the fire brought you back to your roots, right?
Yeah.
How the people started doing this business. That's amazing.
Yeah.
You know,
it took it for granted. A lot of the hunters are used to being outdoors and so forth, and they were actually kind of intrigued about the whole setup.
Well, I think
it's
fantastic.
It's wicked cool. I've never seen something like that, and it was wicked cool.
I bet it is.
For those listeners just tuning in, we are talking with Rick LeMay. He is the current owner of, it's all in the family, LeMay's Beef over in Goffstown, 116 Daniel Plummer Road. You can also check them out on the web at LeMay and Sons Beef BBQ.com. And let's talk a little bit, let people know about the stakeout. And also, then I just want to get into a little bit of the history, because, I mean, LeMay's, like Belmont Hall, like, Red Arrow, it's been around for, many, many years. It's like a tradition, a family. So let's talk a little bit about stakeout. Let people know what they can get there.
Sure. Yeah, it's a retail storefront of the LeMay and Sons slaughter and processing facility. So it was a subsidiary of the processing plant that a lot of people who are coming here for years buying meat and coming into the slaughter shop. And we wanted to make it so that it was more spur of the moment friendly for customers to come in instead of having to pre-order stuff. So we now have its own standalone storefront that you can come in and buy things immediately, cash and carry type things, or pre-order stuff, whether it be holiday orders or whatnot. So we try to keep it on a farmer's market style atmosphere so that we're trying to promote supporting the local farmers and allowing us to be able to be the in-between person to be able to purchase and harvest these animals to sell to the public.
And what are the hours for the retail store?
We are open all week. Mondays we have off. So Tuesday through Friday we're open till 6 p.m. So it's 9 to 6.
Nice.
We carry an extra hour during the busy season on Friday till 7.
Mm-hmm.
And then Saturdays we're open 9 to 5. And Sundays 9 to 4.
Nice. Great to know.
Yeah.
Of course, now we're coming through the hunting season. Our hours are extended a little bit longer to try to accommodate these guys to allow them to be able to bring them in if they happen to harvest something later in the day.
Hmm.
And also, when I went in on Wednesday, you also serve lunch there as well. So listeners know that. You can come in and have lunch. So you were packed in there. I mean, people, we waited a little bit. I talked with your mom, met your mom and chatted with her for a while. And I mean, there was people in and out of there ordering and sitting down. And, and it was a nice day. What do you have on the menu over there?
Well, we have in the store itself, we have a full kitchen here. So we do catering and so forth. So we do all our own in-house preparations. Tom runs the store, and he does a great job with the lunch program during the week to capitalize on somebody here tending to the store for, besides maintaining the case and selling steaks and so forth that someone can go home and cook, does a hot lunch program during the week. So for local workers in the area to come up, instead of having to go to buy fast food stuff, and we prepare the items that we have in the store, for a lunch program during the week so that they can come up and get something good and relatively cheap, and then allows him to be able to keep the kitchen going, and he makes a whole bunch of other things and does a prepared foods meal a couple nights a week, like a Thursday and Friday, like a dinner for two. That someone can just come in and grab, you know, maybe some baby back ribs that are smoked or roasted whole chickens or something on that idea.
Cool.
And some side items to purchase. So if you're buying a steak or some chicken or something and you want to get a couple sides to go with it that are ready to go, so you spend less time at home preparing some things.
Nice.
Yeah, very good.
Cool. That's good.
Very good.
I've seen on the website that you cater different occasions, like weddings, do barbecues and things like that, outdoor weddings, especially in the summer. That would be kind of neat. Yeah. All right. Very cool.
And I notice going by it every day, always increasing the barbecue rental you have. I mean, I see quite a few of those rigs out there for rent. Pretty good, you know, than years ago. It seems like you must have, I think, 25 of them things.
The smokers?
Some days it feels like there's that many.
Oh, my gosh. I'm telling you, they're all over the place. Yeah. That's very
well,
nice.
Well, being that we're a slaughter facility, that we sell whole pigs for roasting.
Right.
And whole, like, steamship rounds and other things to put on a rotisserie to roast over coals.
Right.
Having the units to go available to rent.
That's great.
Makes it user-friendly for somebody who wants to have a pig roast, because it could be difficult to achieve such a thing without the equipment.
No, right. I agree.
That's great.
Full circle. Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, so let's just talk a little bit about the fundraiser that's going to be happening next Saturday from 1 to 4 over at the Village Trestle right in Goffstown. You know, I guess they haven't found out yet what the cause of the fire was. They still don't know that yet. So nothing has been...
Nothing has been revealed yet at this point in time.
Okay.
So the building itself is at a standstill as far as us being able to move forward.
Right.
So
right.
Everything, unfortunately, is a big eyesore for us at this point. But we're hopeful that... As we're watching the calendar days tick by and realizing coming into wintertime is not a great time to start a construction project.
Yeah, right.
We're hopeful, nonetheless, to get this going, you know, pretty quickly.
Right. So how do you feel, Rick, about, you know, the community coming together and, you know, putting this fundraiser together? I know, you know, Daryl and I are at the Trestle a couple times a week and everybody's talking about it, you know, next Saturday. Village Trestle fundraiser for LeMay's Beef. Are you going to be making an appearance there that day?
It's coming at a busy time for us over here, but heaven's not showing up. I don't know if there's an option.
True.
It all started off as the whole barn raising type attitude of everybody coming together. Like, we need to try to help these guys out. And I'm like, I don't know. I'm not really used to being on the receiving end of something. We're always trying to do stuff for others and other community events. But it's, I guess it'd be good to have some positivity come out of everybody else and understand the appreciation that people have for what we do for them, I guess is really what we're coming to recognize now.
That's right. And you know, you deserve it. You and your whole entire family deserve it. So, we're excited. We'll be there for sure. So,
the staff are really looking forward to it. And they come to understand that, you know, what they do for work here and what we do for the public is really kind of the realization. It's really sometimes take a few minutes to sit back and realize that, you know, there's a lot of people who rely on us.
Oh yeah.
And you know, I got the tour and I mean, and I was like amazed really at all the stuff that you do there. And then his brother also has a business out in the back. He has a pallet business. He makes pallets. What he does.
That was my next question. How many brothers and sisters, your mom, your dad is really involved? There's quite a few, aren't there? I mean, I didn't know about the pallets. I always wonder what the pallets are doing there.
Yeah, he has a pallet business. Why.
Through all this process of raising six kids, so my sister's the oldest, and then there's five boys. I'm actually the youngest of the family, so my wife and I actually run and operate the facility now amongst with other family members on her side that assist with us.
There we go.
Ah.
So, yeah.
All right. Okay. Now, when did your mom and dad retire? Well, they didn't really retire. Yeah. They
come back. He goes back, goes to work.
Yeah. I didn't know if there was actually an official date. Yeah. Or even if it is even still official.
Exactly.
That's
right.
Awesome. That's awesome. Well, Rick, thank you so much for taking the time to talk with us. And I'm very anxious for Saturday coming up at the Village Trestle, big fundraiser for LeMay's Beef over in Goffstown, 116 Daniel Plummer Road. You can check them out on the web again at LeMayandSonsBeef-BBQ.com. Get on over to the Steakout, listeners. They have amazing food. You know, like you said, you know, cash and carry. Like, you go in and you buy all your meats. There's all, you know, marinated meats, you know, regular, all kinds of stuff that you can. It's a meat shop. There we go.
Yeah.
There you go.
Butcher shop.
And yeah. Butcher shop. Right. There we go. Yeah.
And specialty stuff, too, with pies and different things, too.
Nice. Nice.
Yeah. Awesome. Well, thank you so much. And I will be seeing you on Saturday.
That'd be great.
All right.
So appreciative. Thank you.
Tell your mom and dad I said hi.
Okay.
And my dad, too.
From
my dad,
George, too.
Yeah.
George and Paul, the same. We're the same vintage.
Great, appreciate that, George.
All right.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Thank you, Rick. Have a good day. All right.
Oh, that was great.
Yes, and we need to take a short break. You are listening to Food for Thought with Carol and Michelle. We will be right back.
Food for Thought returns after these messages on 107.7 The Pulse.
Welcome back, Food for Thought with Carol and Michelle. That was a great segment with Rick LeMay over at LeMay's Beef over on 116 Daniel Plummer Road. And for those of you that were listening to that segment, and or for those of you that are just tuning in, they are going to be having a big fundraiser next Saturday at the Village Trestle in Goffstown. And I have just the person that's going to tell us all about this fundraiser that is going on. She's been collecting all kinds of goodies for this for all of us, I think, to bid on and stuff like that. So let's welcome on Becky Flowers. Hi, Becky.
Hi, how are you?
Good. How are you?
Good.
Good. So let us know what, you know, times and, you know, if you can repeat again where and what what's happening, what people may, you know, expect when they go there next Saturday or this Saturday.
Yeah, next Saturday. I know it's coming right up.
I know.
It's been crazy busy. It's been awesome, though. So it's going to be at the Village Trestle, 25 Main Street here in Goffstown. There's going to be lots of raffle items. There will also be some stuff for silent auctions. We do have like a Davy Crockett grill that's valued at $400, so that will be a silent auction item. Yeah, it's really nice. It's been sitting in the back of my car for a couple of weeks. It's just really heavy. So, yes, we've got stuff like that. We've got a lot of gift bags. So it's, you know, Small Business Saturday, which works out perfect. You know, stop in, get a raffle ticket, put your name in with your phone number. Hopefully, you know, you'll win what you're looking for. You know, they'll make great Christmas gifts, too. So it's from 1 to 4. We do have some entertainment. There will be a game played as well, I think, around 2:30, 3 o'clock. So that'll be fun. So, yeah, it's just, you know, a event for the community to get together and, you know, help the LeMay's out.
Exactly.
Since they've been there for the community, you know?
Exactly. Like he said, you know, he said it's hard sometimes to be on the receiving end, but, you know, the community coming together and, you know, all of us just, you know, together helping them is going to be just great.
Yeah, absolutely. I will be at the Village Trestle today around 2:30 to about 4:15. I do have some more raffle items coming in at that time. So if anybody is listening and you want to pop in, just come in and ask for Becky. I'll be wearing a Flowers jersey, Patriots, of course. So come and talk to me. Worst case scenario, you can give me a call. My phone number is right on the flyer. It's 820-6895. Also, you can Facebook message me at Becky Flowers, or you can join our Goffstown Loves LeMay's page on Facebook.
Beautiful. Nice. And, you know, like you said, listeners, it's a Small Business Saturday, which is great. And, you know, if you've, you know, never been to Goffstown, or if you, you know, go, like, before Daryl and I moved to New Boston, I have to say I probably never went there, like, really. All I knew there was, like, where the – every time somebody says something about where in Goffstown, I go, well, where is it near the popcorn stand? Because that's all I ever knew. But, you know, it's a nice, nice town to just stroll. And, you know, there's all the little shops. My favorite one is – Ace Hardware. I love Ace Hardware. And then, of course, Apotheca. You can go and have a latte there and, you know, and then end your day at the Trestle and have, you know, there's all kinds
great
of beer
lunch
on tap. They have great food and, you know, and then you'll be helping a cause as well. LeMay and Sons Beef. So, yeah. Becky, thank you so much for calling in. I really appreciate it.
Well, thank you for having me, and I look forward to seeing a whole bunch of people next Saturday.
Sounds great. And I have my basket for you, too, so I'll be dropping it off to you.
All right, wonderful.
All right,
thank you so much.
All right, listeners, what a great show.
Wow,
fantastic show. Thank you, Dad. Thank you,
very
Michelle.
Good.
Thank you, Andrew.
Thank you, everyone.
Of course.
Happy Thanksgiving.
Happy Thanksgiving. Yeah. And we'll see everybody next week. Bye, everybody.
Bye.